On today's show, Season 3, Episode 10, Violence and War, I talk about the topic of violence, war, and the use of force. I will be reading from the Fang in English 1989 version of the Tao Te Ching, from Chapter 30, and then provide commentary. Coming up on your favorite podcast show, Cup of Tao, starting right now. You're listening to Cup of Tao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit. Hello, my friend. How are you doing today? I'm struggling to get over another case of bronchitis. It seems like it happens to me once a year in the winter, and it really takes a toll on me. I have asthma, and so whenever I get like a cold or a sinus infection, it goes down into my lungs, it makes it hard for me to breathe, and it gets pretty ugly. But I hope you're doing okay. Today, let's briefly visit the topic of violence and war. If you've had any exposure to Taoism, you're probably well-versed that Taoism despises war, violence, and the use of force. And some good news, since I've been sick and I haven't released an episode in a little bit of time, I'm also going to simultaneously be releasing Season 3, Episode 11, which is going to be a wrap-up of Season 3, and it's a good one. So after you listen to this episode, do yourself a favor and listen to Episode 11. So right now I'm going to be reading from the Fang in English version of the Tao Te Ching for Chapter 30. Chapter 30. When you advise a ruler in the way of the Tao, counsel him not to use force to conquer the universe, for this would only cause resistance. Thorn bushes spring up wherever the army has passed. Lean years follow in the wake of a great war. Just do what needs to be done. Never take advantage of power. Achieve results, but never glory in them. Achieve results, but never boast. Achieve results, but never be proud. Achieve results because this is the natural way. Achieve results not through violence. Force is followed by loss of strength. This is not the way of the Tao. That which goes against the Tao comes to an early end. Okay, I also want to read Chapter 31. Chapter 31. Good weapons are instruments of fear. All creatures hate them. Therefore, followers of the Tao never use them. The wise man prefers the left. The man of war prefers the right. Weapons are instruments of fear. They are not a wise man's tools. He uses them only when he has no choice. Peace and quiet are dear to his heart. In victory, no cause for rejoicing. If you rejoice in victory, then you delight in killing. If you delight in killing, you cannot fulfill yourself. On happy occasions, precedence is given to the left. On sad occasions, to the right. In the army, the general stands on the left, the commander-in-chief on the right. This means that war is conducted like a funeral. When many people are being killed, they should be mourned in heartfelt sorrow. That is why a victory must be observed like a funeral. So really, what more is there to say here? Ever since weapons of mass destruction were invented, we will always live in the fear that someone who is not a follower of the Tao will start a war and end the lives of potentially millions of people, if not wipe out humankind. It's one thing to have to be concerned about climate change, but add to this the stupidity and the carelessness of many of our world leaders, and we have a certainty of future calamity unless things change. We must also look within ourselves. What are some of the causes of violence and war? Is it things like greed? What about seeing other people of other skin colors, other religions, races, or whatever difference it is, as being intolerable? Do we divide ourselves based on socioeconomic status? Do we crave power over the weak? As nations, we can see the evidence of each of these things. But what about within yourself? Are there groups of people that you see as being less than? Are you tolerant of those from another race, from another political ideology, from another religion, or even another socioeconomic status? Are you willing to work on these things inside yourself that create disharmony? How are you going to do that? Do you ever war within yourself? Do you put yourself down? Do you ever treat yourself as not being worthy? Or do you treat yourself as someone you love? Are you mindful of war, violence, jealousy, judgment, and disharmony within your own mind? Let's take a break and then I'll come back and talk a little bit more. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. I've been finding some parallels between my previous position as a psychotherapist and my new career as a probation and parole officer. It seems like all my life roles tend to come together in unique ways. My experience as a judo coach taught me how to learn to yield and to learn to be brave in the face of adversity, as well as some of the Taoist principles of non-resistance to achieve results. My experience as an artist and musician has provided me with an appreciation for patterns and inherent beauty in things. I noticed as a therapist I could see how people mostly constructed a reality for themselves based on how they uniquely think about the world and through the lens of their own mental filters. Likewise, in the offender population, I see things like criminal and/or addictive thinking combined with the desire to chase happiness, sometimes at other people's expense. Treat others with compassion because sometimes the reality is, or their reality is all they have. Their reality they need to cling to tightly sometimes because it gives them hope and purpose. Not all so-called delusions or illusions need to be destroyed. As Taoists, we have no need to convert others, nor interfere with other people's reality, unless, of course, it's in order to protect civil liberties or to prevent harm. No matter what you're stressing about, at some point today may be the good old days of the past. Look at the people in your life now. They may not be there tomorrow. Everything around you will change. Keep those things in mind this week. Next episode, we're going to wrap up season 3. What will season 4 look like? Well, let's wait and see. I'm thinking about doing more day-to-day topics like addiction and things like that, and just diving in and getting away again from the line-by-line reading. Maybe I'll talk about this more in the next episode, so stick around. Before I close this show, a few short messages. Be sure and purchase my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, Taoist Psychology for Today's Uncertain Times. Look for the book wherever you buy books, available in written and digital format. Hey, that's all for today's show. I will see you next time. May peace and love be with you. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
This podcast is a Code CMC production.